All right, so we've got a pretty hefty stack of reports here.
Yeah.
All about global film and television production trends.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically, we're looking at Vitrina's Film TV Production Insider.
Right.
For January 2025.
Okay.
So it just came out.
Hot off the presses.
Yeah. But we've also got their data that goes back even further.
Oh, wow.
37 months.
That's a lot of data.
It is a lot of data.
Wow.
It's a really comprehensive look at what's been going on in the entertainment industry.
And it's really fascinating to see kind of how everything's been shifting and changing over these past 3 years.
Absolutely. I mean, one of the first things that jumps out at me is this 37-month chart that we have.
Uh-huh.
It's
a roller coaster.
Yeah.
It's a roller coaster.
It really shows how the production volume has gone up and down.
And up and down wildly over the past 3 years.
It really highlights just how volatile this industry can be. Exactly. So let's break it down. 2022.
Okay.
Started out with a bang, right?
It did.
48% surge.
Big jump.
In production.
Yeah.
Compared to 2021.
Yeah. Everyone was so eager to get back to work, right?
Exactly.
After all the COVID shutdowns.
That revenge production financing.
Exactly.
That everyone was talking about.
It did the man.
Yeah.
There's lots of capital available and everyone was just ready to go.
Like, go, go, go.
Yeah.
But then as we see in the chart, things took a turn.
It did.
Later that year.
It did, yeah.
It didn't last long, that exuberance.
No, I mean, Wall Street started putting the pressure on, particularly on these streaming giants.
Right.
And the easy money just dried up.
Yeah, the free-flowing capital was gone.
Gone.
And so studios had to really tighten their belts.
Absolutely.
And we can see that reflected really clearly.
Oh, yeah.
In this data.
It shows you, even in a creative industry, finances still matter.
It's a business.
There's time
at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So then we move into 2023.
Okay.
And what a year.
Oh, boy.
What a year.
The strikes.
The Hollywood strikes.
Everything just stopped.
It really felt like the whole industry froze.
Yeah. Production freezes. Releases got delayed.
Yeah.
Nobody knew what was going to happen.
So much uncertainty.
Yeah.
And I think that's when we really saw the industry having to pivot.
Yeah. Had to adapt.
We saw this surge in unscripted content.
Right. Because they couldn't use the writers and actors who were on strike.
Yeah.
So they had to find other ways to keep things moving.
And then there was a noticeable shift, I think, towards international productions as well.
Right. Looking for places where they could still work.
Yeah.
It's like they say, necessity is the mother of invention. This industry is pretty good at adapting when it has to be.
Absolutely.
So then comes 2024.
Yeah. 2024.
Uh-huh.
On the surface, it seemed like a more stable year.
Yeah. Kind of back to normal.
Yeah.
But when you look closer.
Yes.
There are some really interesting things going on.
The regional breakdowns are fascinating.
They are.
So you have these spikes in production in certain regions like Japan, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, Brazil.
Interesting.
They all had
significant
increases.
Mm. Yeah.
But at the same time.
Yeah.
You have broadcasters.
Oh.
And it's particularly the traditional broadcasters.
Right.
They're scaling back their commissioning.
Interesting. That shift away from the old guard.
It is.
It's something to keep an eye on for sure.
I think so.
Yeah.
It feels like the power dynamics are shifting.
They are, for sure.
We have the streaming platform.
Right.
And these other newer players
that
are becoming more influential.
For sure. And they want different types of content.
Yes.
They're shaking things up.
They are challenging the old ways.
Yeah, for sure.
So we've got this wild ride from 2022 to 2024.
It's been a roller coaster.
And then we hit January 2025.
What happened?
And the report shows this unexpected dip.
A dip.
In global production volume.
Interesting.
So now the question is, is this a blip?
Okay.
Or is this a sign of things to come?
The $1 million question.
It is the $1 million question.
Yeah.
We're seeing these declines across the board.
Oh, wow.
APAC.
Yeah.
Down 35% from December 2024.
Okay.
EMEA.
Yeah.
Experiencing a 32% drop.
Wow.
Even the Americas, which had been doing okay.
Right. They were holding steady.
Yeah. They're only seeing a 9% increase year on year.
Okay.
And a measly 8%.
Yeah. That's not much.
Uptick from December 2024.
So what's going on?
I know.
What's causing this?
So what is causing this downturn?
Right.
Is it just a seasonal slowdown?
Like after the holidays,
yeah.
everyone's taking a break.
Is it
catching their breath?
As simple as that?
Yeah.
Or is there something else going on?
Is there something more at play here?
Something bigger.
The report mentions
uh-huh.
that studios are being cautious.
Oh, cautious about what?
About their content spending.
Content spending.
There's this ongoing economic uncertainty
right.
globally.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And maybe, just maybe, there's yeah, a little yeah. bit of that post-pandemic
okay.
reality setting in.
That initial boom is over. Yeah. Things are settling down.
Like the industry is catching its breath
right.
after that initial frenzy of production.
Makes sense.
And what's even more interesting
yeah.
is that it's not the same
oh.
across the board.
Right.
It's not just a simple global slowdown.
More complicated than that.
Yeah, it's this complex picture
uh-huh.
of different economic factors,
okay.
different content preferences,
right.
and these strategic decisions
uh-huh.
that the major players are making.
Yeah, it's all connected.
Exactly, and that's why these regional differences
yeah.
are so important.
They tell us a lot.
They tell us a lot.
We need to understand what's driving these trends.
Yes.
And what they mean for the future.
All right. Well,
okay.
let's not keep our listener in suspense any longer.
Okay.
Let's dive into those regional breakdowns
All right.
and see what we can uncover. What's happening in each region?
Okay.
What's going on?
Let's connect the dots.
Let's connect the dots.
The details are important.
Yes.
That's where the real story is.
Absolutely.
The big picture is made up of all these little pieces.
Exactly.
We got to look at all of them.
All right, let's dive in.
Let's go. All right, so we know that there's something more going on with this January dip than meets the eye.
Definitely.
Let's look closer at these regional differences that we've been talking about.
Sounds good.
We have APAC, EMEA, and the Americas.
Right.
What are some of the key takeaways for each one?
Well, let's start with APAC.
Okay.
35% drop month over month.
Yeah.
That's big.
That is significant.
Even with the holidays,
right.
even with the seasonality,
yeah.
there are a few things that could be contributing to this.
Oh,
China, they've been a huge driver of growth for the region for a while.
Uh-huh.
And the report's saying things are slowing down there.
Okay.
Plus, we've got those global economic headwinds.
Right. Those are affecting everyone.
Yeah, for sure.
And the report also mentions something about a decline in season renewals.
Oh, yeah. That's in both APAC and EMEA.
Right.
That's interesting.
It is interesting.
What do you think that means?
Well, could it be that yeah. studios are getting more careful about which shows they bring back?
Yeah, maybe they're being more selective,
yeah.
not just renewing everything.
Right, thinking more about yeah. shorter seasons maybe or right. trying out new formats.
Makes sense to me.
It could be a way to manage those content spending pressures.
Control the costs.
Yes, exactly.
Manage that risk.
Okay, so EMEA saw a similar drop.
Yeah, 32%.
What's going on over there?
Well, they've got their own set of challenges.
Right.
The energy crisis in Europe,
yeah.
that's having a big impact.
It has to be.
And then you've got some of the major European studios.
Uh-huh.
They're just being more cautious.
Okay, with their investment.
Yeah, not as much money flowing around.
And we see that decline in renewals there, too.
Right, that's happening everywhere.
So it really does feel like yeah. a broader trend of belt tightening.
Everyone's feeling the squeeze.
Across the whole industry.
Yep.
But then you have the Americas.
Right.
They're still seeing some growth.
Yeah. It's interesting.
It is.
Why do you think they're doing better?
Well, a few things come to mind.
Okay. Like, yeah.
First, the U.S. dollar.
Oh, yeah. That's strong right now.
Very strong.
Makes American productions more attractive.
Especially to international investors.
Right.
Second,
yeah.
there's this appetite for different kinds of shows.
Oh, like what kind?
Genre bending stuff.
Okay.
Local language productions.
Right. Catering to specific audiences.
Yeah. yeah.
Interesting.
And we can't forget about Latin America.
Oh, yeah. They're becoming a major force.
Huge.
Those production hubs are really growing.
They are. They're becoming much more
yeah.
sophisticated and competitive.
Definitely. On a global scale.
So it sounds like it's more than just macroeconomic factors.
Yeah. It's not that simple.
Right. It's also about the types of content.
Right.
And the strategies that studios are using.
What strategies?
The studios and producers
yeah.
working in the Americas.
They're adapting.
They are.
Finding new ways to do things.
They're identifying those opportunities.
Uh-huh.
And figuring out what audiences want.
Yeah, and it seems to be working.
It does, at least for now.
We'll see what happens next.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to watch.
Absolutely.
Okay, so speaking of smart strategies.
Yeah.
The report highlighted a few key players.
Oh, yeah. Who are they?
It's a section called Hero Spotlight.
Cool. I like that.
And it focuses on
okay.
three deal makers from the BBC.
From the BBC.
Yeah.
All right. Who are they?
Rob Unsworth, Neil McCallum, and Claire Sillery.
Okay, I know some of those names.
You do?
Yeah, they're big players.
They are.
They're the ones green lighting projects, yeah. Making deals.
Co-productions.
Shaping the content landscape.
Exactly. And if you understand what they're doing, what their strategies are.
What they're focused on.
What they're focused on.
It's valuable information.
It's incredibly valuable.
For sure.
So let's start with Rob Unsworth.
Okay.
He's head of daytime and early peak commissioning at the BBC.
I know Rob. He's good.
What makes him stand out?
Well, he's got this great ability to balance things.
Okay.
He wants shows that are popular, but he also wants to innovate.
So he's not afraid to take risks.
Not at all. But he also knows you got to give the audience what they want.
He renewed The Answer Run for a second season.
Oh, yeah. The quiz show.
Yeah. That's a popular format.
People love those.
But he's also behind some new stuff.
Oh, like what?
Backseat Cops.
I haven't heard of that one.
And Doorbell Detectives.
Okay.
Those are crime series.
Interesting.
Sounds like he's willing to try new things.
He is definitely pushing the boundaries, exploring new concepts.
Okay. Then we have Neil McCallum.
Yeah. Neil's great.
He's also a commissioning editor at the BBC. The Report calls him
a
veteran of the industry.
He is. He's been around forever.
And he's worked on some really big shows.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
The Weakest Link.
Oh, yeah. Classic.
Pointless. The Graham Norton Show.
Huge shows.
He really knows how to pick them.
He does. He has a good eye for formats that work.
Yeah.
He seems to know what's going to connect with people.
Yeah. He gets the zeitgeist.
Yeah. He's a force to be reckoned with.
Absolutely.
For sure.
And last but not least, we have Claire Sillery.
Claire,
She's head of commissioning for documentaries.
At the BBC?
At the BBC.
She's all about impactful storytelling.
She is.
Yeah. Big series, powerful films.
She wants to shed light on important issues.
Yeah.
Challenge the way people think.
Get people talking.
Yeah, start those conversations.
Exactly.
Some of her recent work includes The Catfish Next Door.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
That was a great documentary.
Really good.
About online deception.
Yeah, scary stuff.
And then she's also done some impactful series.
Like what?
Once Upon a Time in Northern Ireland.
Okay.
And Louis Theroux interviews.
I love Louis Theroux.
So we have Rob, the innovator, Neil, the seasoned veteran, and Claire, the champion of impactful storytelling.
They're all so good at what they do.
They really are.
And they're shaping the content landscape.
Their decisions affect everyone.
Yeah. They have a ripple effect.
It influences production trends. Audience expectations.
Everything.
Everything.
Yeah. It's amazing.
By studying their choices.
Yeah.
We can learn a lot.
What do you mean?
About what audiences want.
Oh, yeah. What's going to resonate?
What's going to be popular?
In the coming years?
Yeah. It's like a sneak peek into the future of entertainment.
Yeah.
If we understand what they're prioritizing, we can anticipate the trends that are going to shape the industry.
And be ready for them.
Yeah. Be ready to capitalize on those shifts.
Smart.
But try. Okay. Let's bring it back to the big picture.
All right.
These global production trends.
Right.
And that January dip.
Yeah. That was unexpected.
It was.
So what does it all mean?
Okay. So we've really gone deep here.
We have.
We've talked about that crazy 37-month production roller coaster.
Yeah.
And we've dug into all the different regional trends.
Oh.
And then those fascinating BBC deal makers.
Those are some big names.
Yeah, really gives you a sense of just how dynamic this industry is.
Absolutely. Constantly changing.
Always evolving.
And that January dip in production.
That's given us a lot to think about.
It really has.
When I first saw those numbers, I have to admit, I was a little worried.
I get it.
Like, is this a sign that things are slowing down?
Right. Is the industry heading for a downturn?
Yeah, but the more we've talked about it, the more I'm starting to see it differently.
Oh, how so?
I think it's more of a course correction.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like after that initial boom of revenge production financing.
With all that pent up energy.
The industry's taking a pause.
Catching its breath.
Rethinking its strategies. It's like everyone's realizing.
Yeah.
Okay. Things are different now.
It's a new reality.
We can't just keep throwing money at projects.
Right. The free spending days are over.
Exactly. Studios are being more selective.
About what they greenlight.
About renewals.
Yeah.
Thinking more about quality over quantity.
Right. Making sure the content really connects.
With their audience.
Exactly.
And we have to factor in the rising influence of international markets.
That's huge.
It is.
Production costs are going up everywhere.
Especially in places like Hollywood.
Yeah. So studios are looking elsewhere?
To places like Latin America, Asia, Eastern Europe.
Where it's more affordable.
Yeah. And that's exciting.
It is. It opens up so many possibilities.
New talent. new stories.
New ways of doing things.
So for those of us
yeah.
working in the entertainment supply chain.
That's us.
What does all this mean?
Good question.
What are the key takeaways?
Well, I think the biggest thing is
yeah.
you got to stay informed. You got to be adaptable.
Because things are changing so fast.
All the time.
We have to be able to anticipate the shifts
uh-huh.
and respond to them.
And you got to understand those regional differences.
Yes.
Each market is unique.
What audiences want.
Yeah. What's working.
Wow. They don't forget about those deal makers.
The people making the decisions.
They have a huge impact.
Yeah,
it's all about connecting the dots.
Exactly.
Seeing the big picture.
Putting it all together.
Making smart choices.
You see some solid information.
We've given you a lot to think about today.
We have a lot of data.
But now it's up to you.
Right.
To take this information.
Uh-huh.
And use it.
To make your own decisions.
To find those opportunities.
Yeah, this industry is full of possibilities.
For those who are willing to embrace change.
Be creative. Think outside the box.
Yes. Forge your own path.
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
That's what the deep dive is all about.
Giving you the knowledge you need.
The insights.
To stay ahead of the game.
We'll be back soon with another deep dive.
Can't wait.
Until then.
Yeah.
Keep exploring. Keep questioning.
Keep pushing the boundaries.
And keep pushing the boundaries when it's possible.